Well, I think that's a very good question.
Check out our new YouTube video, Good Question, issuesetc.org, and click support. Good questions, better answers, issues, etc. Watch the short YouTube video, Good Question, today. Just go to the support page of our website, issuesetc.org.
Well, you know, that's a good question.
That's a very good question.
Yeah, that's a good question.
No, that's a good question.
Now it's time to play Soundbite of the Week. It's a little game we play here every Friday on Issues Etc. What we do is put together the sound bites from this week's audio here on Issues Etc. We go through and pick what we think is remarkable for one reason or another, and then we let you, our listeners, decide which should be Soundbite of the Week. We always have four for you to listen to. We'll play them for you right now, and then you get ready to vote. You can call in your vote, and those who vote via phone get to go first. 1-877-623-MYIE. You can vote because you like it or dislike it or agree or disagree. Your reasons are your own. 1-877-623-MYIE. You can email us your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us it as a tweet @issuesetc or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. We give away the LPR bundle package to the best vote during Soundbite of the Week. The LPR bundle package is an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker. That's for the best vote for Soundbite of the Week. Here's Soundbite number one. It's Pastor Heath Curtis, The Theology of St. John Chrysostom.
Much like Luther, he begins his theology and ends his theology with the preaching of the cross, which St. Paul always focused us on. You know, every book in the Bible is important. It's all the Word of God. But the accent you put on this passage or that passage can really change the way you look at the Scriptures. What is the central message of the Scriptures? Well, we say, and St. John Chrysostom agrees, that from the preaching of St. Paul, we can learn that the central message is that mankind is sinful, can't save himself. God does the saving through the cross of Christ. Keeping that cross of Christ in the center of your theology changes everything. And John is the guy we can go to learn how to do that today.
That's soundbite number one, Pastor Heath Curtis, The Theology of St. John Chrysostom. Should it be soundbite of the week this week? You get to decide. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943, talkback@issuesetc.org. Or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number two this week comes from Dr. Frank Beckwith. We were talking about 38 years of legalized abortion in the United States, and he was responding to the contention that abortion may have reduced crime in the U.S.
It may or may not be true. It's actually based on a paper that a couple of Stanford University professors put together. That may be true, but, you know, there's even a better way to reduce crime. We could execute everyone who's presently in prison. Now, the question then is that the right thing to do? In addition to that, if abortion is wrong, that means, in a sense, a moral crime has been committed against millions. And so we can't say that crime has been reduced. If anything, a moral crime has increased. And so once again, we have to get back to the question, what is the unborn and does it have a right to life?
That is soundbite number two, 1-877-623-6943. talkback@issuesetc.org, our Facebook fan page, where you can leave your votes for soundbite of the week, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number three comes from Pastor George Borghardt, a regular guest. Here is his description of St. Paul's conversion.
I will show him, Paul, how much he must suffer for the sake of my name. Not he's going to have his best life now. None of that. Paul's best life is behind him. What comes now is the way of suffering, the way of preaching the gospel, the way of administering the sacraments, of suffering for Jesus' name, of being beaten and thrown out of places and being mocked and tortured and finally death. Pastor comes to him and enters the house, lays his hand on him, says, Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus who appeared to you on the road by which you came has sent me to you to regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. offense to our charismatic friends, but the Holy Spirit does not come except through baptism. Verse 18, conversion occurs at the baptismal font. The scales fall from his eyes. He regains his sight. How blind Paul was falls from his eyes, and he is baptized. And then he is Saul no more. He's Paul. And he takes food. Luther says he took the Lord's Supper. He was strengthened, and then he's the new man. He's going into the synagogues proclaiming, this Jesus is the Son of God. And you can imagine the reaction, can't you?
That's soundbite number three, Pastor George Borghardt describing Paul's conversion. Should it be soundbite of the week this week? 1-877-623-6943, our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or vote by email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Get ready to vote. The break is coming up, but first, here's soundbite number four, a montage of Rob Bell, emergent church leader, on his, what shall we call him, mystical and strangely crossless Jesus.
What Jesus came to do is to give you, invite you, show you, wake you up, make you aware of that which you already have, so you won't spend all your time searching and striving and toiling for that which you had the whole time. I think what Jesus was speaking about, when he says, seek first the kingdom, and then all these other things will be added, is he is saying, set your heart towards this kind of appreciation and awareness, and you become that level of aware and appreciative. What the master teacher is inviting you into is a starting point, an understanding of that which you already possess. It's as close as your breath. It is a kingdom. It is within you, around you, upon you. It is what Jesus spoke of, in some ways you could say, more than anything. And when that connects, when that clicks, that then you tap into something. You tap into a realm of the uncreated. This is why Jesus says, he's one with God. He's intimately intertwined and connected with that which has no beginning and end.
All right, that's soundbite number four. Should it be soundbite of the week on this Friday afternoon, January the 28th? We're coming to you live. It's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the week. And this break is a great time to call 1-877-623-MY-IE with your vote. 877-623-MY-IE. Email us your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org, or leave it at the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Are you looking for a Christ-centered, cross-focused church? Check out the Find a Church page at our website, issuesetc.org. Are you tired of worship that's more about self-help than the Savior, the Christian rather than the Christ, and Christ in you instead of Christ for you? It's not about you. It's about Jesus for you. Find a church near you, issuesetc.org, and click Find a Church.
Did you know that you can listen to Issues Etc. 24/7? Check out our website, issuesetc.org, and go to the Listen On Demand page. Listen at the gym, in your kitchen, in your garden, on your iPod, your computer, or in your car. The technology may be new, but the truth never changes. Issues Etc. On Demand audio, available for your convenience at issuesetc.org. 10 hours of new programming each week. issuesetc.org, and click Listen On Demand.
Independent and in the black for 2 years and running, you're listening to Issues Etc.
Steadfast Lutherans, people who believe that traditional Lutheran preaching, liturgy, and hymnody continue to deliver Christ crucified for sinners today. The Reformation attempted to return the Church's focus on what we do for God back to a focus on what God does for us, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures. Some things never change. The gospel is still under attack from inside and outside the Church. To see how Lutheran doctrine and practice preserve the gospel, visit steadfastlutherans.org.
Would you like to support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by making a regular, monthly, tax-deductible gift? We've made it easy for you to donate using automatic withdrawal.
Simply fill out and mail the automatic billing authorization form under the donate page of our website, issuesetc.org. No more writing monthly checks or making monthly PayPal contributions. Issuesetc.org. Click donate and fill out and mail the automatic withdrawal form. Thanks for your support.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got to vote. Everybody needs to vote.
Plan Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week for the last 10 minutes of the program. Plenty of time for you to call and vote, email and vote, or to vote at the Facebook fan page, 1-877-623-MY-IE. Talk back at issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. Let's go first to Van Horn, Iowa, where David is listening. David, welcome.
Well, good to be here. I want to vote for Rob Bell's little ditty there, not because I like it, but because I think it gives us an opportunity to proclaim who Christ really is. He said Jesus came to give you, invite you, show you, wake you, make you aware. Well, I want to say that Jesus came to die for me, atone for me, draw me to him, and make me righteous by his son, or by himself, rather, to God the Father. And, you know, that's something that we never have in ourselves. It's given to us by grace. And, you know, I think this is a great opportunity to preach Christ and him crucified.
David, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Iowa, and thanks for your vote for Soundbite of the Week. Smartest listeners in radio. Good response. Herman is listening in Illinois. Hi, Herman.
Hi, and thank you for taking my call. I'm voting for, number one, Pastor Heath Curtis and St. John Chrysostom, quote, because I believe it shows that the early church had, certainly in St. John Chrysostom, had a steady identification of the doctrine of justification as set forth in Paul and the rest of the New Testament scriptures, extending through certainly to Martin Luther.
Herman, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Illinois. So that's a vote for Pastor Heath Curtis, soundbite number one. Let's see. In Kirkwood, Missouri, Andy is on the line. Hi, Andy.
Hi, Pastor. I'm going to vote for number three. Number four terrifies me. I think Herman is right. John Chrysostom shows the foolishness of number four. But number three, I think, did a very good job of explaining why Christianity is not about having your best life now. And that's one of the big heresies that's overwhelming the country at present.
Thank you very much, Andy. Thanks for listening in Missouri. That's a vote for Pastor George Borghardt describing Paul's conversion. Mary in Southern Illinois says, I like the directness of Pastor George Borghardt's comment on St. Paul's conversion. Referring to your best life now makes us laugh, but St. Paul's sacrifice, suffering, and torment in the service of Jesus Christ serves us all without measure. Praise God for that marvelous conversion. Mary, thanks for listening in Southern Illinois. Russell in Columbus, I believe, Indiana, says, this is the most inviting call to self-fulfilling self-delusion and a sure path to damnation. Speaking of soundbite number four, the master teacher would give this guy an F for sure. Russell, thank you very much for listening in Indiana. Still time for your vote and a chance to win the LPR bundle package for having the best vote. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt and Issues Etc. travel mug, bumper sticker, and pen. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MY-IE. Talk back at issuesetc.org or the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Shall it be soundbite number one, Pastor Heath Curtis on the theology of John Chrysostom, or soundbite number two, Dr. Frank Beckwith, has abortion reduced crime in America? Should it be soundbite number three, Pastor George Borghardt on Paul's conversion, or soundbite number four, a montage of Rob Bell, the emergent church leader, on his mystical and crossless Jesus? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-IE. Talk back at issuesetc.org or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Our Issues Etc. Book of the Month for a few more days in January is called Lutheran Spirituality, Life as God's Child. It comes from Concordia Publishing House. They have assembled some excellent authors to speak on issues like prayer, vocation. The centrality of the cross in all of these things shines through. The centrality of Christ's saving work for us is a thread that runs through every page, every paragraph of this great book, The Issues, Etc., Book of the Month for January, Lutheran Spirituality. Find out more about it at our website, issuesetc.org, or call Concordia Publishing House and just order Lutheran Spirituality. Their toll-free number, 1-800-325-3040. 1-800-325-3040. Philip in Enid, Oklahoma says, I vote for Rob Bell's soundbite. It sounds like the so-called, quote-unquote, Lutheran preaching I grew up with. Kyrie eleison, Lord have mercy. Philip, thanks for listening in Oklahoma. Mike in Los Alamos, New Mexico says, I vote for the Rob Bell soundbite. Bell's preaching is indistinguishable from the New Age teaching. Jesus is much like an ascended master rather than the sovereign master of all, who has come to us to convince us that we can be like him if we just realize that Godhood is already within us. But isn't this the same old lie that the serpent told Adam and Eve in the garden? Smartest listeners in radio, Mike, you're among them in New Mexico. Matt says, I vote for Heath Curtis. That would be soundbite number one. If this quote does not demonstrate Rob Bell's heresy, nothing does. Let's see. Helen in Austin, Texas says, Borghardt on Paul's conversion because I enjoyed his description and I hadn't thought about his baptism and having the Lord's Supper. Helen, thanks for listening in Austin. Let's see. Daniel in Iowa City. Daniel in Iowa City, I misread his vote. He says, my vote is for Pastor Heath Curtis, Crux Sola Est Nostra Theologia. That means the cross alone is our theology. Again, smartest listeners in radio, even voting in Latin from Iowa City, Iowa. 1-877-623-MY-IE, talk back at issuesetc.org or Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. A way that you can promote Issues, Etc. this weekend with your friends. I know you send stuff via email and Facebook with your friends all over the weekend. Something you like might want to tag for them, send to them, is the new Issues, Etc. YouTube video. It's called Good Question. Thanks to Pastor David Gallus for producing this and so many other great Issues, Etc. YouTube videos. This one really captures the nature of Issues, Etc. with its focus upon asking the right questions so that we can get from our expert guests the right answers. You can find it at our website, issuesetc.org. Click support down there in the middle of the page. The new Issues, Etc. YouTube video called Good Question. And beneath that, all the other YouTube videos that can help promote Issues, Etc. with your friends. Keith in Collinsville, Illinois says, a man literally plays the devil's advocate, the deceiver at work. Did God really say so? The winner this week for Soundbite of the Week, according to your votes, is Soundbite number 4, a montage of Rob Bell with his mystical and crossless Jesus.
What Jesus came to do is to give you, invite you, show you, wake you up, make you aware of that which you already have, so you won't spend all your time searching and striving and toiling for that which you had the whole time. I think what Jesus was speaking about, when he says, seek first the kingdom, and then all these other things will be added, as he is saying, set your heart towards this kind of appreciation and awareness, and you become that level of aware and appreciative. What the master teacher is inviting you into is a starting point, an understanding of that which you already possess. It's as close as your breath. It is a kingdom. It is within you, around you, upon you. It is what Jesus spoke of, in some ways you could say more than anything. And when that connects, when that clicks, then you tap into something. You tap into a realm of the uncreated. This is why Jesus says he's one with God. He's intimately intertwined and connected with that which has no beginning and end.
That's the winner of Soundbite of the Week this week, I imagine, because so many of our listeners found it remarkably distasteful. A montage of Rob Bell, emergent church leader, with his mystical and crossless Jesus. Now, the winner of the LPR bundle package, I'm going to be generous this week, and especially because our listeners have just proven themselves so very smart and so well-versed in God's Word. David in Van Horn, Iowa, and Russell in Columbus, Indiana, both get an LPR bundle package this week. I'm just feeling generous. Send us your mailing address with your shirt size, please. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Remember your shirt size and your mailing address, and we will send out to you the LPR bundle package. Thanks to everybody who voted for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. When you go to church this weekend, encourage your fellow parishioners, those people sitting next to you before the service, those people sitting behind you after the service, those people you meet in the narthex or in Bible class, encourage them to listen to Issues Etc. next week, Monday on the program. We'll talk with Dr. John Kleinig of Australian Lutheran College about prayer. You never want to miss anything Dr. John Kleinig has to say about anything, but especially about prayer. I saw someone post something on Facebook this week with a question about prayer and a dilemma about prayer. I encourage them, listen Monday to John Kleinig. He will reorient your thinking in a very scriptural way on that fundamental Christian question of prayer. For guys like Rob Bell, Jesus just came to make you aware. It's knowledge that he came to give you, enlightenment that he gave. But if that's all we needed, all we really were ignorant. And if Jesus just came to essentially teach us, can a teacher save you? If your problem isn't ignorance, but in fact sin, if your problem isn't that you don't see what you already have, but you realize what you don't have, you do not have the favor of God, you do not have the ability to love, trust, and believe in God as you should, if your problem is what you lack by way of sin, you don't need a teacher. You need a savior. You need a substitute in life, in death, in resurrection. And that's exactly what Jesus has come to do for you. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you again Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.